بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. علامہ جلال الدین سیوطی کو رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، دس صورتیں دس چیزوں سے بچاتی ہے. یہ دیہات تین صورت سے پانچ وچ پروٹیکٹس اے پرسن اگینسٹ کلیمٹی، اگینسٹ تین کلیمٹیز. دا فرسٹ ون میں سے سورہ فاتحہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے غضب سے بچاتی ہے. سورہ فاتحہ ان پروٹیکٹس اے پرسن اگینسٹ دا روت، دا اینگر آف اللہ تعالیٰ. ون شوڈ فریکوینٹلی ریسائٹ دس دا سورہ، بسائڈز ریسائٹنگ ڈیلی نمبر آف ٹائمس ان آور صلات، بٹ بسائڈز دیٹ دس سورہ شوڈ بی آلسو ریسائٹڈ. سورہ یاسین قیامت کے دن پیاسا رہنے کے لیے معنی ہیں. اینڈ ریسائٹنگ آف سورہ یاسین اٹ ول پروٹیکٹ اے پرسن فرام دا ایکسٹریم تھرسٹ آن دا ڈے آف قیامت. ان حدیث آن دا ڈے آف قیامت دا ہیٹ ول بی سو انٹینس دیٹ پیپل ول بی ان دا پرسپریشن، سم ول بی ایز فار ایز دا اینکلس، سم ایز فار ایز دا نیز ان پرسپریشن، اینڈ سم ول بی رائٹ ایز فار ایز نیک ان پرسپریشن. And on that day when there is only the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, will be no other shade. So Surah Yasin, that it will prevent a person, protect a person against the extreme thirst of Qiyamah. It's a Surah. Surah Dukhan, Qiyamah ki holnaak, the holnaakiyo se bachati hai. And Surah Dukhan, it protects one against the terrors of the day of Qiyamah. It will protect a person against the hardship, the calamities, the terrors of the day of Qiyamah. Surah Waqia, Fakr wa Faqa se bachati hai. And Surah Waqia, it protects against extreme poverty and starvation. And it should be recited preferably after Maghrib, Surah Waqia. سورہ یاسین آفٹر فجر. سورہ ملک عذاب قبر سے بچاتی ہے. اینڈ سورہ ملک عبارت اٹ پروٹیکٹس اگینسٹ عذاب آف دا قبر، پنشمنٹ آف دا قبر. ون شوڈ ایوری نائٹ ریسائٹ دا سورہ آفٹر عشاء. اینڈ اندر بینیفٹ ویچو آف سورہ ملک از پرسن ڈائز ڈیورنگ دیٹ نائٹ، دین ون اٹینس دا رینک اور شہادت، ہم سے شہید. دا سیونتھ سورت از سورہ کافرون، موت کے وقت کفر سے بچاتی ہے. دس از آف اٹموسٹ امپورٹنٹ. وی آل وانٹ ٹو لیو دس دنیا وتھ ایمان. نو ون ایز گارنٹی دیٹ ہی ول لیو دس دنیا وتھ ایمان، ریگارڈلس آف ہز پائیٹی، ہز تقوا، اینڈ اسپینڈنگ مائی ڈیووٹ his entire life to ibadat and dhikr and obedience, but he does not know what the end will be. Comes in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are such people that their entire lifetime they practice deeds of goodness, virtue. They're involved in ibadat, ta'at, obedience, but just some time, short while before they die, they suddenly turn onto a take another path, and then they become involved in such amal, such deeds which lead to Jahannam, and then they die in that state and they go to Jahannam. And then we saw there are such people again who spend the entire lifetime in sin, in fisk, fujur, evil. But something happened. Because of some good quality that person may have in him. For that, the person should never despise any person, regardless of how great a sinner person may be. Don't hold him in contempt. There may be some good, such a good amal in him, such a good attitude in him, which overshadows all his evil. And Allah Ta'ala, on the basis of that goodness in him, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. So you know, there are such people, comes in hadith, that the entire lifetime they spend in evil and sin. But before they die, Allah Ta'ala gives them the tawfiq. Tawfiq of repent. And then they practice deeds of virtue, and then they die in this state. So no one has got the guarantee that he will leave this dunya of Imam. There were people who were awliya. They performed miracles. They were mustajabul ta'wat. The du'as would be readily accepted. And they would receive kashf, inspiration from Allah Ta'ala also. But they left the dunya in the state of kufr. So it's only fearful, this person, Mashaykh al-Iman, bin al-Khawf wa-Rajam. That Iman is suspended between fear and hope. Fear and hope. Don't become overconfident. Don't focus on your ibadat and your piety. Only Allah Ta'ala knows who's pious. So, as it there, to protection against kufr, it is to recite Surah Kafirun. At the time of mort, shaitan will not be able to convince that person to embrace kufr. So one should recite this, it's a short surah, frequently whilst walking also, while sitting down also, every now and then, recite Surah Kafirun. Surah Ikhlas munafakat se bachati hai. The eighth surah is Surah Ikhlas. Surah Ikhlas, kul wallah, it protects a person against nifaq, against hypocrisy, becoming a munafiq. So all recite the surah. The ninth surah is Surah Falaq. Hasidu ke hasad se bachati hai. It prevents, it protects a person against the hasad, the jealousy of people. People are very unnecessary, for no wealth, no reason, they develop hasad for a person, for the goodnesses, the ni'mats, which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to a person, and maybe that person is deprived of such ni'mats, such favors, then they develop hasad, and then tries to harm that person. So reciting Surah Falaq, it is a protection against the hasad of people. And the 10th surah is, Surah Nas, waswasok se bachati hai. Surah Nas, it prevents against, protection against shaitani waswasa, shaitani thoughts, shaitani inspiration, and especially it is in salat, always shaitan is there, and out of salat also. So Surah Nas should be recited whenever one is afflicted with any evil thought. Don't brood on the thought. Don't allow the thought to germinate, to grow in your mind. Immediately recite Ta'awuz, A'udhu Billah, Bismillah, Surah Nas, and lapse into some form of zikr. Then shaitan will flee. The benefits of these surahs, the benefits of other du'as also and other azkar, which are prescribed in the sunnah, the full benefits will be derived by means of ta'at. Rasulullah said, La yudrakuma in billahi illa bita'ati. That whatever is by Allah Ta'ala, it is obtainable only by means of obedience. Only if you obey Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will grant his favors. So somebody might recite, or do good, and he doesn't see the benefits of it. It is dependent on a person's obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Obedience means following the Sharia in every aspect, to the best of your ability, submit to the Sharia of Allah Ta'ala, then we will obtain the benefits of the prescriptions, the du'as, of the surahs, and of the azkar mentioned in the ayah.
Surah Duha, any specific time is
you? You can read anyway. Oh. This word is read anyway. You can read anytime. Probably you can read it after Zohar. You will get different narrations after Zohar, after Asr. You can read it anytime. And especially this short surah, Surah Kawthar, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Wallah, at any time, frequently and in abundance, it's more things.